Blog Talk Radio.
The 2014 FIFA World Cup Review Show. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition. Still going strong. Unbelievable stuff here in this quarterfinal matchup between the Dutch and the Costa Ricans. And we just saw a big save made by Cillessen on Costa Rica. Just unbelievable scenes right now in this match. Now there's a corner for the Dutch on the near side. And this could be the moment here. Robin is now going to go get the ball and take this corner on the near side. Great action earlier today, of course, Argentina defeating Belgium by a final of a goal to nil. And now we're going to see a corner being delivered, and it's been out of the area. Dutch still have possession. Just unbelievable scenes we're seeing here in this quarterfinals. The Costa Ricans flying the flag of CONCACAF, and the Ticos right now are holding their own very strongly, and it looks like we could have penalty shootout here. We still have some time left. We're in the 119th minute of extra time here. Here's a cross by Robin, delivered, brought out, and a rip. No, now it's been pushed back. The Dutch with possession with a shot off the bar, off the crossbar. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Robin van Persie nails the crossbar. Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe what we're watching here, folks. I cannot believe what's going on. My goodness. We're seeing some great action by both Costa Rica and the Netherlands. Unbelievable. Oh, I'm sorry, with Schneider. I heard Robin van Persie's name, but wow. Schneider nails the bar. Unbelievable. My goodness. Unbelievable scenes here, what we've got. It just unbelievable stuff that we're seeing in this game. Unbelievable scenes what we've got here. My goodness. Great stuff. You want to call in while we're watching this action, of course, 646-929-1823, 646-929-1823. Carter Krishnire will be joining me later on around 7 o'clock to recap this great quarterfinal day two of these matches that happened today. It's just been unbelievable scenes what we're watching here. My God, it's just great to watch. Great to watch here. And then we're probably getting closer now to a penalty kick shootout as we are in stoppage time in the second half of extra time. The Dutch has the ball now as they're moving it forward. On the near side, Robin. He's going to attack the area. Now he goes back outside. A rip is deflected and headed back, and the shot will be bounced out. Oh, nope, never mind. The offside flag was up. We're going to have a shootout, it looks like. We have additional time here. There will be a sub. And it looks like it's a keeper sub. Yes, it is. It's a keeper sub. Coming off for the Dutch is Jasper Cillessen. And coming on is Tim Krul. I'm speechless. The final sub is a keeper sub by Louis van Gaal, and unless he's a shootout specialist, you know, if that's what you brought him out for, wow, that's crazy. I've never seen this. Maybe the last time I've seen something like this would be in MLS, DC United. And now they're going to the penalty round shootout. Extra time is over. extra time is over. And the winner of this matchup will face Argentina in the semifinals. I have never seen a keeper sub getting ready for a shootout. I can't believe it. You know, like I said before, the last time I can remember that keepers were being subbed, whether, you know, it doesn't matter what match it is, but, you know, I remember when MLS used to do these running shootouts, DC United would sub out their starting keeper for the backup keeper, because he was better in these shootouts than the starting keeper was. I mean, unbelievable stuff. So we will await and see what's going to happen here. But my God, I never ever thought we would ever see something like this at all. Now, if you're talking about, well, what happened with, you know, back in the day when when there was that overtime or extra time in MLS and they did the whole Eddie Gavin, Tim Howard switcheroo situation, the truth is that doesn't count, because I remember when MLS started, they didn't have the clock counting up from 0 to 45 and then from 45 to 90 stoppage time. It went 45 to 0, and if it was tied after the end of the games in regulation, they go straight to a shootout. It's just been unbelievable what happened, and to see this substitution being made, it's just been unbelievable. Unbelievable what's going on here as they're going to go into a penalty shootout now. Daniel Feuerstein here. Once again, Carter Krishnar will be joining us later on around 7 o'clock to recap everything. But once again, it's a penalty kick shootout that we are seeing going to happen right now in extra time. And, oh, there it is, deflection. So if Schneider's shot did not deflect off of the wall in the second half, and then that probably would not have even hit the near post. That probably would have gone inside the post and in the back of the net. Great camera work once again from the World Feed. Of course, we can always say it's ESPN, but still. Seeing this is just unbelievable. I cannot understand, unless Cillessen is terrible at penalty kick shootouts. We have never, ever seen anything like this in a long, long time, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to watching matches from MLS. But you have to say, you just have to say that it's really, really tough when you have penalty kick shootout going on here. And Costa Rica does their job, obviously, as everyone is probably biting their fingernails right now. If you are Dutch or if you're a Tico right now, it's really, really nerve-wracking. Phone line is open, 646-929-1823, 646-929-1823. Call in if you wish to give me your opinions while the shootout's going on. So, I mean, you know, we have a lot of action here. And there's Krull kissing the ball. Unbelievable stuff here, I got to tell you. What will happen? Will the upset special happen here? Because we have to see what's going to happen. Look at the Ticos huddled up. Some advice, positiveness. We'll see what happens. But boy, oh boy, it's wonderful stuff here. Absolutely wonderful stuff. I hope you guys got the TV by the dinner table, because we're going to see a heck of an opportunity right now of this penalty round shootout. My goodness, what action. And, of course, the head coach, of Costa Rica is feeling very, very nervous right now. Second time around on the penalty shootout. Now, it looks like Costa Rica is going to go first. Uh-oh. We got some gamesmanship going on here. We have some gamesmanship right now between Crow. And it looks like it's going to be Borges that might be taking the first penalty for Costa Rica. Wow. Penalty round shootout begins. So here we go. Borges for Costa Rica. He will be the first man for Costa Rica to go ahead. And it's a conversion. Borges scores. 1-0 for the Ticos underneath Krull, who tried to fake him out or tried to use some trickery. And now coming up is the Dutch. And Robin van Persie gets the ball from Navas. So van Persie comes up now, and he'll take the first spot kick for the Dutch. And we shall see what happens here as he walks up to it. And he just tucks it inside the far post. And it's 1-1 by the Dutch as they level it. After one round in this penalty kick shootout, it's the Ticos won, the Dutch won. After... And you got to say right now, everybody, this is going to be very, very exciting. Very, very exciting. Tension, nerves, whatever have you, is coming up big. And it looks like this is Brian Ruiz for Costa Rica as he walks up to the ball. Stopped by Krull! And the Dutch have an opportunity to take a lead here as Brian Ruiz gets denied. He tried to go to the far post, and Krull stops him. You know, here we go. Now it's Arjen Robben. Arjen Robben will now step it up here. Buries it. 2-1 to the Dutch. Robben buries his penalty. Unbelievable scenes here. I wonder what's going on in Amsterdam. Amsterdam over Eindhoven and many other places as well. Look at this. My God, Krull is just with the mind games. Krull with the mind games. My God. Just going up to Gonzalez to say, yeah, you're not getting this one past me. And Gonzalez, now the whistle blows, and he goes to the spot, and he'll convert. He'll convert 2-2 now. Unbelievable stuff here. Unbelievable stuff we're seeing here. It's tied at 2 now. He says, I see you. I'm going to stop you. And now, let's see this. Many people are complaining. And that's in there, buried, Schneider. Unbelievable. Unbelievable scenes here. Schneider goes up to Krull to say, this is all you, big boy. This is all you. Coming up next for Costa Rica, Krull is going to play the same mind games with Bolanos. Now, many people are saying that Navas, the keeper for Costa Rica, is every time the penalty's been taken, it's been off the goal line, so who knows? And Bolano scores! 3-3. And a good rip there by Bolanos. He goes to his keeper and says, you got this, you got this. And here we go now, coming up for the Dutch. This is still the fourth round of the shootouts. Dirk Kuyt comes up, running rip! The Dutch can smell it. Unbelievable scenes here. We're in the fourth round. It is 4-3, and now comes up a big moment here for Costa Rica. Obviously, there has to be conversion to tie it, to try and give Navas that opportunity to maybe force extra kicks. We'll see what happens. The running start. And it's saved! Running start is saved by Kroos. Stopping Umana, and the Netherlands will face the Argentines in the semifinals. What scenes in Brazil? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Umana takes the running rip and stopped by Kroll. Well, and unbelievable, Luis Van Gaal makes the right substitution. Unbelievable scenes at the stadium, at the World Cup stadium. So we have our semifinal set. We're going to have on Tuesday the host nation Brazil against the Germans without Neymar. And then we're going to have Argentina against the Dutch. What will we see? What will we see in these semifinals on Tuesday and Wednesday? Unbelievable. And Luis Van Gaal makes the right move. If you want to call in now to talk about it, please, 646-929-1823. Please call in, 646-929-1823. It's just been unbelievable to see what has happened. Unbelievable to see that the Dutch are on a mission here to get amends for the loss to Spain in South Africa 4 years ago. Many thought Luis Van Gaal was ready to pack his bags for Manchester United. Not so fast. He has a semifinal match to manage. And it's unbelievable scenes of what we are seeing right now here as the Dutch will advance to face. I mean, wow. We're seeing unbelievable stuff here. Final moments, of course. I mean, I was shocked to see Luis Van Gaal make these moves, or at least the move of the match, saying, I'm going to take out my starting keeper, I'm going to put in my backup, who is apparently a lot better at penalty shootouts, stopping him, and he stops two out of the four by Costa Rica. Unbelievable things that we're seeing here. Let me say this right now. Costa Rica, you have made this confederation proud, that is CONCACAF. You should hold your heads high. No one expected you to get out of the group stage. No one expected you to do anything at all. You were facing Uruguay. You were facing Italy, and they said to you, there's no way you're getting out of the group stage. Even if you do lose those two games, you're still not going to beat England. And what happened? You were down a goal at half against the Uruguayans. You come back with three because they took the foot off the gas. You have the Italians that basically just decided not to play in their game. And even though the English were already eliminated, you still proved that, you know, you're still good. You face the Greeks in the second round. And then you face a tough Dutch side that was not going to be denied a trip to the semifinals. You know, well done by Costa Rica. Well done by the Ticos. You know, you guys have proven to be now a big member of, let's just say it right now, it's the big three right now. It's the USA, it's Mexico, it's Costa Rica. We are the big three right now for CONCACAF. You know, you would love to put Canada in the big three because they are North Zone, but still, give Costa Rica their due. Give Costa Rica the credit that they deserve. They performed fabulously in this World Cup. They performed wonderfully in this World Cup, Costa Rica, and they deserve whatever plaudits they get because these guys have been absolutely fantastic. You also have to give credit to the head coach of Costa Rica in Jorge Luis Pinto, who basically managed the hell out of this team. For Red Bull supporters, Roy Miller will now come back, obviously with an injured left foot, so we don't know how much longer he'll be away. But one thing is for sure, when the Red Bulls play against the Columbus Crew on Saturday, July the 12th, he will get a nice round of applause by Red Bull supporters for, of course, him being in the World Cup and of course, for Costa Rica just doing a hell of a job in the penalty round shootout. My God. It's just been unbelievable. Unbelievable what we have seen in this World Cup. A wonderfully well-played World Cup by Costa Rica. And you know what, guys? Once again, I want to applaud the Ticos for flying the CONCACAF flag around further than what we all thought was going to happen. Going to the quarterfinals, going to another penalty round shootout, and the question would have been this. It would have been interesting. Let's just say for the hell of it, what would have happened if the United States did advance to the semifinals? And what if Costa Rica did advance to the semifinals? That would be the first time that two CONCACAF sides would face each other in a knockout stage later on. 2002, it was Mexico versus the United States in South Korea. And look at what happened. The United States advanced into the quarterfinals to face the Germans, unfortunately losing by a goal to nil. But to be honest, should have had at least a penalty kick attempt for the U.S. And I don't need to go about that Scottish referee in Hugh Dallas once again. Already water under the bridge, but still, though, CONCACAF should be proud of what has been accomplished. President Jeffrey Webb must be absolutely happy with what he has seen from Costa Rica. And, of course, the reaction on the ESPN set by the Copacabana, Ruud van Nistelrooy, the former Dutch great. Oh, and he gets a hug, too, from a member of the set. Or maybe it's his mother. I don't know. But that was brilliant watching it. You know, guys, this World Cup on the field, several moments of officiating blunders. But I still think this has been a fantastic World Cup so far. This has been an unbelievable World Cup so far that has deserved of the achievement it's been getting. We all know about the social unrest going on in Brazil, obviously. It's a shame. But on the field, you have to say this has been an exciting World Cup. This has been a fantastic World Cup. And we also have to give credit to Belgium. Belgium showed what they are capable of. They haven't put it together yet. But they have showed plenty that they are able to go out there and to prove. They're able to prove many people correctly when they have been tagged as the next great European country to challenge for a national championship, either for a world championship, whether it's going to be a European title, a World Cup title. Maybe they get the opportunity to go to a Confederations Cup and prove their worth. Fantastic stuff we have seen in this. And you know what? Give both sides credit. Why? Simple. Because both Costa Rica and the Dutch, they never took their foot off the gas. They both fought hard. Pinto shaking hands with everyone on the bench, saying thank you for your service to play for Costa Rica. And now, once again, it's set. Brazil versus Germany this Tuesday. Argentina versus the Dutch this Wednesday. This has been fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. We're seeing great, great moments here. Fantastic moments from Costa Rica. And you know what? It's been unbelievable so far. Luis Van Gaal has two matches remaining. The semifinals, and if they win the semifinal, it's either, obviously if it's a win in the semifinals, they're heading for a final. If it's a loss, they're going to the third place match. Groningen in the Netherlands, celebrating this victory. Unbelievable scenes once again for the Dutch as they move in and they just convert. Let's go back to Argentina and Belgium. Argentina finally breaks the Belgian bubble. The Belgians could not they could not move forward. You know, it's just one of those moments where for Belgium that, like we've said already, it's going to be tough for them when someone finally puts a ball before in the back of their net before the 70th minute, and they did so today. Just unbelievable stuff what we've been seeing, unbelievable stuff what's been going on. And you know what? Once again, Mark Wilmots has done a fantastic job. Now, I don't know how long his contract is for Belgium, but I think that he should remain the Belgian coach for a good while. So we'll have to wait and see what's going to happen. Once again, this has been a fantastic World Cup so far, and now the semifinals will begin very shortly in a couple of days. Argentina, basically, we scored our goal. We're still going to attack, but we're going to defend a lot. And I don't know if I really don't know if Argentina has enough to go forward into the final, because you know you want to be fair. And now we see Angel Di Maria injured in the match. You have to wonder, does Argentina have enough to get forward? Does Argentina have enough to actually get into the final? Because while Messi runs Argentina's attack, and a fantastic goal by Gonzalo Higuain. I mean, let's be honest. Gonzalo Higuain scored a hell of a goal. I still have to say, have we seen enough from Argentina to say they're going to go into the final? Have we seen enough from Argentina moving into the final and saying they're going to do some damage? I don't know. I'll be honest right now, I don't know. But I do, and I can say this. Argentina right now, and I know many want to see Brazil versus Argentina in the final, but I'll be honest with you, I don't know if Argentina has shown enough. Brazil, we already saw what happened with Brazil. They will be without Neymar due to the fact of that challenge he took from behind, who got himself a fractured vertebrae. And that's tough to see. That's very, very tough to see. Very, very tough to see. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how Brazil is going to perform in the semifinal against Germany. But one thing is for sure is that the Germans are going to have a lot of fun facing a Brazil that does not have Neymar. And at the same time, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen in that semifinal matchup with the Germans, but I have to say that it's going to be very interesting to see what's going to happen when these sides get together in the semifinals. It's going to be interesting, difficult, everything you name it. It's going to be interesting. But one thing is for sure, is that this World Cup has been brilliant. We've seen teams that have stepped up big time. We've seen teams that were basically predicted that they won't score goals and they won't get points in certain groups to death. But you have to say, you really have to say that many, many have proven a lot of people wrong. It's been an absolutely fantastic stuff. But one thing is for sure, and this is what it is. It's just been unbelievable what is happening, unbelievable stuff. And you just have to say that this World Cup, once again, has been spectacular. So as we continue to progress here, and I apologize for the phone call, this World Cup has been brilliant. But going back to Brazil, we'll see what happens when you lose Neymar to a fractured vertebrae. And, of course, Thiago Silva suspended on a second yellow card in that quarterfinal matchup with Colombia. Unbelievable stuff that we're seeing. It's unbelievable stuff going on. And you really, really believe that this can do well. This will be done well. My God, what semifinal matches we're going to have. As we continue on here, finishing up the show, and once again, hopefully we'll have Carter Krishnar on to talk about some of these things, but it looks like he'll be busy with his World Soccer Talk duties. You have to say this when it comes to people talking about U.S. soccer. Many people are wondering, have we finally made it? Is it this World Cup that tells people that the United States has finally made it as a soccer nation? You know what? We've already made it as a soccer nation. Seeing the lines and the amount of people that went to these watch parties, it's not good enough or fantastic enough that Grant Park in Chicago was filled to the hilt, or all these areas where people are hanging out to watch this game in the sports bars or in the bars, you know, the Irish pubs all over the countries. Well, excuse me, all over the country, all over the states. When you open up AT&T Stadium, the home of the Dallas Cowboys, when you open up Soldier Field, the home of the Chicago Bears, when you open up the American Airlines Center in Dallas, and you also host many, many other watch parties in many other professional sporting stadiums, whether it be at like an arena or an NFL stadium, and you get over 20,000 people to watch these games for the United States national team. We have already made it. When you're looking on Twitter and you're seeing all these NFL teams that decided to tweet, we are as one nation, one team, like what the 49ers did, what the Steelers did, all of these NFL teams that have decided to do this, you know what it is? It's an absolute dream. If you're seeing Minute Maid Park in Houston, home of the Astros, having a watch party before their ball game gets underway, that is success. And once again, success is when you have everyone coming into a row saying, we want to be a part of the party. We see why this game is so much fun. We want to be a part of the party. They're raising their arms. They want to be a part of it. And we have to let them in. There is a time where I have to admit, I have said, we don't need you. You laughed at us, you teased us, you've called us names, you've said soccer players, football players are not real athletes. Now you want into the party. You know what? In the past, I would have said, get away from me, you're not a part of this, you're a fake, you're a fraud, I don't want you. You know what? It's time to let them into the party. It's time to allow the naysayers to come in and experience what we've known for a very, very long time. You will never get the Dan Shaughnessys from the Boston Globe. You will never, ever get the Ann Coulters that uses this sport to mix in with her politics. You will never, ever get the dinosaurs that will say no. Allow the ones that are willing to embrace and allow the ones willing to change. Allow the ones that want to be a part of this. Allow them to come in and allow them to learn from you. It's time to just let this happen. It's time to allow this to happen. And you know what? Go for it. Take them to a Major League Soccer game. Take them to the bars when the Premier League season gets underway and let them watch the game. Take them to your MLS stadiums, your NASL stadiums, your USL Pro League stadiums, your PDL teams, if they're still playing, take them to see professional soccer or semi-professional soccer in front of them. Give them the chance to learn. Let them use you as a sponge. Because right now, we are seeing some fantastic action, and we are also seeing the United States becoming a big nation when it comes to the game. Don't hate your own leagues. I know there are certain things you don't like, there are certain things I don't like. But the truth is this. The truth is this. We now must try to bring them in and accept our joy as they are joining us for it. It's wonderful to see. We are now a real soccer, football nation. It's great. It's wonderful. And all I can say is this. The more that the people who hated this sport finally accepts it, the less and the less of the dinosaurs will hear. Dan Shaughnessy, just stick to baseball. Don't worry about the soccer. Don't worry about the World Cup. Just stick to it. Leave us alone. We don't need to hear you. It's okay. Ann Coulter, leave the politics with politics. Don't mix the soccer with your politics. We don't need you. And to my good friend Mike Sanfilippo, you dinosaur of a jerk, you fraud, you are the biggest dinosaur I know. You're not a smart man. You will always throw soccer talk under the bus. Mike Sanfilippo, you can go to hell. Everyone else, join the party. Come on in and talk as much as you like, because my goodness, this has been a hell of a World Cup, and I can't wait for the semifinals. Once again, Brazil will take on Germany this Tuesday at 4 o'clock Eastern, and then Argentina will take on the Netherlands at 4 o'clock this coming Wednesday. Post-game review shows will be on Tuesday and Wednesday. And get ready for the final. We'll see what happens. So thank you for listening to me either live or archived. I hope you guys will be all right. And enjoy your time. Enjoy your MLS. Enjoy your football. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll talk to you guys on Tuesday after Brazil faces the Germans. Bye-bye for now. Enjoy the rest of your day. Take care, everyone.